This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cato was showing me a video, and I don't know if he's going to put it on our Facebook page or not, but it was very disturbing and very hard to watch because it was a road rage video.
Uh-oh.
And I don't know what caused this, but this man was so angry at another driver that he had gotten out of his car, gone up to the window of this other person's car, and was yelling at them. Now, that's not that unusual, and that's not that disturbing, but where it got disturbing is this guy started to get more and more upset. And as he got more and more upset, he felt like he had to do something. So what he chose to do was walk around to the front of the car. And he faced the car as if it was a boxer in a boxing ring. He took the boxing stance, his fist in the air, and then he proceeded to punch the car in the grill.
Oh.
As hard as he could, left to right, a right, a left. The car didn't dodge any of the punches.
Oh.
Not at first.
I don't wonder why.
Finally, the person in the car started backing away and then drove off. This man even threw his entire body at the car and a body slam at the end.
That's stupid.
All I could think about was that he was probably shredding his fist. I mean, you can't punch a car grill and not hurt your hands.
Yeah. What happened to him?
Well, he gets in his car and drives off. I don't know what caused this. I don't know anything except he punched a car in the grill.
He was very angry.
I'd have to hear both sides of the stories because that other guy could have just made him really, really mad.
But okay. The thing is, he chose to handle it in a way that hurt himself.
Really yeah, I'm mad. Like, do you notice as he punches the grill, he doesn't do it several times. He does it once. And you know in his mind, even though he's angry, he's like, that was dumb. I should not have done
I don't
that.
Know. It I
hurt
think he
so
might
bad.
Have done it more than once.
No, he didn't. Well, he did it once.
You know, you act surprised that people do that when they're angry. But I know some people in this room who've punched
Watch
walls
it.
And thrown
Watch
things.
It, girl.
And all you end up doing when you lose self-control like that is you hurt yourself.
I think he did it when that car drove by, too.
Well.
Wow.
Okay, I think he only punched it once.
As you say, so a lot of it's twice.
Well, when you throw things and punch things, it makes you feel better.
Does it? Because I'm with Hawk on that part. Yeah. Usually after you do it, it really feels bad.
Yeah.
What did I just do? You know? And then he runs up and runs straight into the grill, which is kind of funny. Like, that's going to actually hurt the car. I remember a road rage incident is on Woodruff Road down by Scuffletown, by Five Forks, I'm sorry. And the guy gets out of his car, freaks me out, and I was behind, and it's just these two old people. And you just saw the old man, he locked the door of his car, and the guy's screaming at him through the window. And there was a light that was about to change, turn light, and the guy sees the turn light, runs back to his car. I'm like, what did that accomplish?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the good thing about that is you probably scared that man. He may have pooped in his pants, which is kind of cool. But this guy hurt his hands.
Okay, but what did it accomplish,
well,
though?
Well, I just told you.
I don't think, yeah.
Well, people lose self-control.
I know that.
It's not going to solve anything.
Oh, that's true. It's like you're not going to go,
it doesn't make
you
any
know
sense.
What? I am so angry. That guy cut me off, but I remember what Hawk and Tom said the other day.
That's not going to help.
I'm going to change my ways right now.
It's not going to solve anything, getting out of your car and yelling at an old man through the window.
Well, crap, I was hoping this would help.
No. And, you know, there is so much road rage because the roads, especially around the upstate, have gotten busier and crazier. Whether you're blocking intersections on Woodruff Road, you're driving in the left-hand lane down 385 with a line of cars behind you because you don't care. Road rage has gotten crazy, and I don't think that punching
calm
a
down,
car...
Calm down, Cato. Yeah,
yeah. Sorry.
I told you about that old lady is about 98 years old, and I blew the horn because she wouldn't go through the traffic light. I'm like, it turned green. She sat there. I blew the horn, and I'm like, oh, she bless her heart. I'm going to go ahead and blow it. And she sticks her hand out the window and flips me off. Had to be 98 years old. You could barely see that little wrinkled finger come up.
What would you have done if she had got out one of her and punched her?
Oh, are you kidding? I would have gone and punched her car if she did that to me.
She would have hit me with a cane on my car.
What did you do?
I just laughed, Tom. I'm like, I mean, you see, you know, it's rare when you see like a, you know, an old lady that's 98 shoot you a bird.
I would have gotten mad.
Just imagine Betty White. In a car. There you go.
I'd have beat her up.
Oh,
I wouldn't. I would have hit her car.
I did put that video up on the Hawk and Tom Facebook fan page.
Oh, the video of the old lady flipping me off?
No, but if you've got that, I'll put that up there too.
I should have been rolling. I had enough time to get my cell phone out and videotape her hand. It took her about 3 minutes to get her hand up in the air, first of all.
Wow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.